Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This first story was told by Ola Arelepo.
In October 2013.
When the theme was hidden.
Hello. You know, when casting for Romeo and Juliet in a boys' secondary school, one of the boys inevitably has to play Juliet, right? In my school, I was the new kid, I was the smallest, and I was the only one whose voice had not yet broken. So guess who got the gig? And from the nervous laughter from the guys in the room, I can tell you're empathizing with me right now. On the night of the performance, I approached the stage like a condemned man would approach the electric chair. I took a deep breath and I thought, there's no backing out now, so I might as well go for it. So I just went full force. Oh, Romeo! Romeo! Wherefore art thou, Romeo? I forgot to mention, this school is actually in Nigeria. That's probably why I sounded like a minicab driver. But the audience loved it. They were laughing just like this. But after the show, I was still buzzing with excitement and euphoria. My father was in the audience. I went up to him and I said, "Papa, you know what? I find my vocation in life. When I grow up, I want to be an actor." And he looked at me and said, no. It's pronounced doctor. And he said, "Don't you ever show me up in public like that again." So with that parental prohibition, I had to let that hidden talent lie underground. And I tried to conform with what he wanted. I tried, but I couldn't. It was like trying to drive uphill with the handbrakes on. And my handbrake at this time was physics. Because to study medicine, you had to pass physics in Nigeria in those days. Or should I say my hurdle was actually not physics. It was the physics teacher. Mr. Omogori Odoloju Derubomoku. Or for the purposes of this speech, let's call him Mr. O. I wouldn't say Mr. O knew how to kill a subject, but if he taught you aerodynamics, it would fly right over your head. And one day, out of frustration, he just shouted at us in front of the class, "You dunces, what is so difficult to grasp about this concept? When you hit an object, the molecules will be shaking like this. They'll be shaking and shaking and shaking." We loved it and we laughed. But he didn't see the funny side, so he stormed out of the classroom. Apparently to have a smoke. Without thinking, I got up from my seat and I jumped in front of the class and I started to mimic him. I was doing like this. And I shook right into the door, right into the arms of Mr. O. Now, let me tell you something about Nigeria. The teachers have your parents' permission to do anything they want with you. and there's no social services to rescue you. What it did to me that day, I'll leave to your imagination because I've run out of time. But it scared me so much that I hid this talent and I never performed and clowned again in public until recently when I discovered a comedy course. And one of the comedy tutors told us that nature has made you stupid enough as it is. Don't try to hide it. Let it all out. So that's what I'm about to share with you today. You all have the clown inside you. Whenever people are laughing at you, try and empower yourself and embrace the clown. So you've got that talent. Why not let it out? Embrace the clown. Thank you very much.
That was Ola Arelepo.
Stage is yours.
This next story was told on the same night by Jenny Carpenter.
When I was 16, the one thing that I really had hidden that I wanted to just let out was the fact that I was smitten with a boy in my English class. Now, this boy was named Noah. He had these strong and powerful brown eyes, and he had this confidence that when he really looked at you, you know? He just, and then there was this like angst in the light, in the eyes. It was just really sexy as a teenager. You know what I mean? Thank you. So, unfortunately for me, I was not the only one who had the hots for Noah. I can still name about a dozen girls who were after his attention. And I really wasn't bringing to the table what the other girls were bringing to the table. I was not popular. I was like in the nerd elite. I didn't have any boobs, which was a disadvantage in life. And third, I had no experience with boys or people in general, if I'm being totally honest. So I had to take a different approach. And I decided that I would make my grand gesture on his turf, on his playing field, which was the stage. For Noah was an actor. He was king of the drama kids. This guy was in local amateur theater productions. He had been in the town newspaper. He was essentially famous. So, how was I gonna do this? I was going to enroll myself in the annual Shakespeare monologue competition of my high school, which, just to paint this picture, imagine 30 or so super irritating teenagers regurgitating 18 to 20 lines of the most famous speeches written in the English language. Whatever you're thinking, take it down a couple notches, because we're in small town North Carolina, and culture is slim. So, I'm the first to sign up that year. I sign up 2 months in advance, and I'm very strategic. I choose an obscure monologue no one else would choose. I choose a servant girl's piece from The Merry Wives of Windsor. I read that book cover to cover. I have no idea what it's about, but it's committed. I also comb through the monologue itself, and I write the subtext, so what the character is feeling, in between the lines of my library book. And I practice, and I practice, and I practice that monologue. I practice that monologue waiting for the school bus every morning at my stop. I practice that monologue walking through the cafeteria line under my breath to get my corn dog. I practice that monologue by writing it down. I remember this, writing it down on toilet paper in the girls' bathroom, hiding in the lunch period because, the human thing was hard. So I knew that monologue. And came competition day, I was ready to go. Me and Noah and a smattering other teenagers, we were set to compete. Unfortunately for me, I was chosen to go first during the competition. So when they ushered me on stage, everything wasn't organized yet, so I was on center stage and all the lights were on in the auditorium, so I could still see everybody coming in, and there were so many more people than I thought there was gonna be. And before I had the chance to die inside, all the lights went out, and then a bright spotlight like this came on me, and all I had was this like cavernous space and the feeling of hundreds of eyes on me, and I could feel Noah's eyes on me. So, your husband comes forth, mistress, with all the wives of Windsor. just hoping that like a line might come so I could grab it and like pull it in, but it never came. So, you know, the reasonable option probably would have been to bow and to exit and just die of humiliation, but, you know, Jen had the audacity at the time to just make it up. Because, you know, I didn't really remember the lines anymore, but I remembered the subtext, like the feelings of the character. So I just kind of added a few dots, you know? So it was kind of like, your husband is calling forth, mistress, with all the lords of Windsor. And, you know, because I think he's a little mad that he thinks you might be having an affair. Doth thou having an affair? Oh, doth are. Dang. Oh, well, I'm really sorry. Do you want to hide ye lover in me, ye bloom closet? Anyway, I finished eventually. And when I left the stage, you will never guess, I won second place. Thank you. And when I was standing there with my certificate, standing next to Noah, who won first place, I felt like $1 million because not only had I let that thing that was hidden out, I'd made my gesture, but I had really learned something new about me. And the truth is that secret of lying about the monologue, I've never told that until tonight. So thank you very much.
Spark London returns to the Canal Cafe Theatre in December.
And it'll be our 6th birthday.
So book your tickets now at sparklondon.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.